Governor making three appointments today to a new water development board. If you can start off by giving us a brief history of how this board changed and the legislation that creates this new body.
Absolutely. You know, what Texas Water Development Board, I believe, was comprised of 6 to 7 individuals elected across the wide part of the state are appointed. Now we have, from HB 4, which we passed early in the session, the board will go down to 3 permanent governor appointees. And based on the AP report that the governor released today, it looks like we've got a gentleman from the Valley that has extensive water knowledge, you know, from municipality and ag and industry side. We also have an attorney that has extensive water knowledge from the Brazos River Authority, and then a businesswoman that is very in tune to the accounting side and business side. So looks like 3 strong appointments. You know, this all comes in front of our opportunity in November to vote on funding the Texas water plan through the Proposition 6 that will be on the ballot in November.
Refresh our memories why the legislature felt it was necessary to change the structure of the Water Development Board.
You know, as we move forward in our state and with all the growth we're having and the water infrastructure needs, whether it's you know, making sure our folks out west have water, or we help the smaller Texas towns and the larger towns provide water, you know, we have an incredible water resource. But we need a board that's knowledgeable and has some consistency that it helps understand the Texas water plan and has an opportunity to implement this plan over the next 50 years. So going to a 3-person appointed board by the governor, I think it's going to give that water fund some strength. But let's go back that we have, as the citizens of Texas, we're going to have to pass the Proposition 6 in November to give them the adequate tools and funding they need to ensure that this water plan is funded and is effective for all our state's needs and our growth.
In addition to the new board, what's the staffing going to look like from the old governing body to the new one?
From what I understand, I think the current Texas Water Development Board staff will remain the same. You know, I've worked with a few folks over there, you know, up in for our projects in the district in Cossey, Marlin, and West. And, you know, from what I understand, our good friends Jeremy and Karen will still be there with us. I think there might be a change in the executive director. I do not know. It was not reported in the AP, so that, you know, I hate to speculate on that. We have a great working relationship with the executive director, Ms. Callahan, and we're hoping that she can stay. If not, we'll look forward to developing a new relationship. But hopefully, for the most part, the folks we deal with every day to help with water infrastructure across the counties should remain the same.
I would think there's a huge importance in getting the right people on this new 3-member board. As you mentioned, Proposition 6 is coming up, and there was so much work that went into that. You want to make sure that that gets approved and let this new governing board take off with it.
Absolutely, and I hope I was clear, you know, from the 3 appointments, and I forgive me for not remembering their names, but the gentleman from the Valley, you know, extensive with Brownsville and McAllen and all the water and the way they utilize and move water around for agriculture and industry is truly amazing. So his knowledge base is good. And then representing, you know, the Highway 6 corridor and the Brazos River, having some knowledge from the Brazos River Authority gives me a lot of confidence in this board, and, you know, love the fact that we have an accountant on there as well. So you've got to cover your bases. Looks like will be a very strong board. The governor has done a good job, and that should give the voters confidence to vote on and pass Proposition 6 in November.
Have I missed anything?
I look forward to seeing how this transpires over the next few days, and I think you and I visited about it earlier. You know, this takes effect September 1st, so it's a few weeks away.